This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the grain markets for Thursday, April 18th. Well, grain markets yesterday were mixed. We had wheat starting out okay, but then it kind of rolled over and just seemed to gain some momentum to the downside, especially in the winter wheats. Kansas City was down 15 cents, Chicago down 13, Minneapolis was down just 5. Corn was down 1, soybeans were up 4. So soybeans getting a little bit of a bounce after leading the way lower the previous day. We've got some interesting developments going on in Argentina in particular with stunt disease, which we've talked about a little bit, that it seems to be more prevalent than what the trade has been factoring in. The Rosario Grain Exchange is questioning the official government production estimates coming out of Argentina. They're looking at early harvest results that are coming in like 40 to 50% below average and starting to suggest that production out of Argentina is going to be much lower than expected. We're also seeing the disease creep its way south, and that's also unusual. So this is something that's kind of developing as we go. The harvest has begun, so we'll get a better look at it. But it is definitely something that the market has not really factored in. We've been aware of the stunt disease. We've not been aware of how widespread and prevalent it is and how far it's going outside of its normal region. So that's something we're going to keep a very close eye on, because you've also got the Brazilian second season corn crop going on. We don't see any disease issues there. They've kind of dodged a bullet as far as moisture situation, but they're not sitting in abundant moisture. And as we move forward, the monsoon has pretty much moved out of Brazil. So now they're heading into the warm and dry phase of weather, and they're also heading into the key stages of corn growth. So we'll be watching that very closely as well for mostly, you know, above normal temperatures. The rain, we already know, is pretty much done there. So whatever they got from the monsoon will have to carry them through the rest of the growing season. In other weather, here in the United States, of course, in the Midwest, as we try to get the planting season started, it looks like the western Midwest is going to get a pretty nice shot of rain. The eastern Midwest is plenty wet. So the western Midwest has been in this dry, basically a drought status for the last couple of years, but they have managed to get just enough rain when they need it to carry these corn and soybean crops through. So we'll see if that happens again, but at least in the beginning, they should have some very nice planting conditions. The rain is expected to be south into the eastern central plains and then, of course, through the southeast. But the western half of the central plains is still in a dry pattern. So that's starting to become a bigger issue, and it's already showing up in the crop condition ratings. As you get further south into Texas, it looks like it's a huge system that is going to drop a lot of rain on central Texas, just creeping up into southern Oklahoma. So that's big wheat country as well. They're going to get a big drink as they head into their heading phase. So they should be okay. But when you look at the northern half of Oklahoma and all through Kansas, the main wheat growing areas of Kansas, and up into Colorado and Nebraska, it's definitely a different scenario. It's been in a drying pattern, and it looks to continue that way. Now we've got some below normal temperatures right in front of us, kind of going to get down into Nebraska. It doesn't look like we're going to see any crop damage from this cold snap. That's going to move out fairly quickly. And then we get the much above normal temperatures that have been kind of parked over the southwest. That's going to make its way east and encompass all of the central plains and then move over into the Midwest. So we're keeping an eye on that. If we don't get any rain soon for hard red winter wheat country in the plains, then I would expect the crops to really start working their way backwards. In the Black Sea region, we're still looking at this huge high-pressure ridge. It's been parked right over Russia, and that has blocked any kind of a precip pattern and pushed it to the north all the way around it. So basically, the eastern half of Ukraine, all of southern Russia, and pretty much all of central region and the Volga region have been dry. This high-pressure ridge has blocked everything. Now, that looks to continue for about another week. Then the longer-range forecasts are bringing rains into the northern part of that region and then also into the southern part of southern Russia. That is decent wheat country, but it's certainly not all of it in that very important region of Russia. That's the region that the exportable supplies come from, that's been being dumped onto the world market over this last couple of years. In fact, almost all of that comes from that southern region. So it's a very important production region, as is Ukraine, obviously. But that's been trending dry, that whole area. Still early in the growing season. They've got decent subsoil to draw on from very good moisture last fall and early winter. But this is a big deal, and temperatures are really going to start to ramp up here, too, over these next couple weeks. So we're keeping a very close eye on that as well. So moving forward, I think, you know, the pressure in wheat yesterday, I think, stemmed from, you know, maybe the rains in Texas, but I think primarily from Egypt buying 120,000 of Ukraine wheat at prices that were notably discount to the Russian offers. That's basically just telling the world that Russia will come down to meet those price levels. It's just going to keep adding pressure to the market, even though new crop prospects are sketchy in Russia. They're being threatened here in the United States. We're much better than a year ago, but we are looking at a stretch of some stressful weather coming for crops both here and in the Black Sea region. But nevertheless, Russia has a lot of old crop wheat that they want to move, and they need the money. And it looks like the government is in the final stages of taking over the RIF grain company. So they're going to nationalize it. I don't know what that specifically means for the market, because RIF had been moving plenty of wheat. It's not like they weren't competitive, but the government, for whatever reason, wants to take that over. So weather is the dominant market factor here, and it's not easy for either of these major regions. And it just depends on what happens here over the next month here in the U.S. and a couple months for the Black Sea region. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.